Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a guest joining us to talk about the once United States of America, now a corporate, I guess, rape doll or something, being used by the New World Order, bringing in their surveillance satellites to spy on the American people. We are taking your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Aaron in Washington. You're on the air, Aaron.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, first-time caller. You're doing an awesome job. Keep it up. Listen, I've got some news for you. Check this out. I'm watching the news. Washington, a place called Newcastle, a little town, they're having civilians, they've been given radar guns to civilians on doing speed traps down there.
Well, I knew they're doing that nationwide. Those are usually federal grants, just like cops taking blood without warrants is a federal grant, and cops practicing taking over schools unannounced while kids are in them. The cops don't think, man, that traumatizes them, but the feds do. It's part of literally turning America into a giant re-education camp. And, yeah, it's about getting the citizens into the tattletale squads.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they're not even being paid. It's
no.
it's just the power trip. And
exactly.
Then see, first
and,
they get them trained
they
on.
Show this, oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Well,
it's
I was just going to say, and then I'm going to let you just go ahead and add your point.
Oh, I was going to say, they show this picture of a lady, and, you know, she just has this look on her face of, I'm going to get you. And she's got this radar gun in her hand, and they do this small little piece, and you can go onto the local news here in Washington, you know, King 5, and read it. And I think anyone who's not, you know, freaked out of their mind and, like, angry about them doing that has really got to think twice, because if they're giving them radar guns, what's next? They're going to give them a gun. They're going to give, you know what I mean?
They've already done that.
Videotape
your
neighbors.
They've already done that.
You know?
Whenever you're ready, I'll tell you all about it. What's the headline?
The headline is, you know, I sent it to your site last night. I can't remember the exact headline. It's Newcastle, Washington. It's like King5.com. It was like a small puff piece.
I know, but see, it's probably moved off the page now.
Yeah. You know, your website, I sent it in, and I left the link on your website, you know, on your with news tips.
Yes, sir.
So it's there. But, yeah, it's just it freaks you out. You know?
I know. It's really bad.
Well, I've noticed that that's one way to get the initial people involved in that stuff is making it sound like, hey, you're doing the community a service, you're helping out, you know, you're trying to catch, you know, people that are speeding. I guess the people that, you know, these civilians that catch these speeders write down all their information.
Well, remember, the cops are civilians, too, but under martial law, you have mayors and governors calling the citizens civilians. Well, they are, too, unless you're under martial law. So there's a reason they've been instructed to teach us that we're civilians, and that means slave. When they use the term civilian, when cops say, get back civilians, it means get back slaves, get back milk cow. Listen, I appreciate your call, Aaron. Great call. Now, let me give you the facts. Under federal grants all over the country, they, in the last decade, started out giving radar guns to citizens. Just like 7 years ago, they said, we need Neighborhood Watch to help fight Al-Qaeda and look for terrorists around bridges and power plants and schools. And then they had FBI training seminars all over the country, and it's been in the news. You go to those meetings, the press goes to those, and they say, okay, we're going to spend an hour on Al-Qaeda, but now we're going to spend the next two nights of the two-day course on marijuana in your neighbor's yard. And is your neighbor spanking their child? And here's the 311 tattletale number. And listen to what your neighbor's doing. You know, don't trust you. And by the way, don't profile. Don't trust anyone, especially white males. There's thousands of them. And constitutionalists are terrorists. So see, first they get you introduced, and then now they have auxiliary police, where they do get a badge and a gun and are out writing tickets. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself. Food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alice Lipovich is our guest for the next 20 minutes or so. And she writes for Federal Computer Week. She's been reporting for 4-plus years there on Homeland Security itself. And I know that Europe and Australia and others use their spy satellites to spy on farmers and people building houses or new barns when they're not supposed to. But in the last year, I've seen reports about the plan for Homeland Security to use this domestically and to give local police access to it. So, Alice, we appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What do we know about this? When did you first learn about it? And how advanced is this project?
Well, the name of the office is the National Applications Office, and this has been controversial ever since it was came out. I would say that it became publicly known through the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. The chairman of that committee, Congressman Thompson from Mississippi, last July held a meeting and issued a letter saying that he had first learned of that program and was very surprised to learn of that program and was disappointed to learn about those plans at that time because he had not been informed in advance. And certainly many members of Congress have raised concerns about that. And getting to the point, there are some proposals on the table to use those satellites, as you said, the defense military satellites for domestic law enforcement. However, those plans have been put on hold by Congress and there is supposedly no funding available for those plans at this time. There continues to be a lot of controversy about this program. Congress did cut that budget, and supposedly what is happening now is that they are limited to using that for domestic disaster and possibly some national incidents, such as incidents of natural, forget the term, but there are incidents of national significance that they may be using.
PDD 51, basically anything the president wants to use it for.
I'm sorry?
Presidential Decision Directive 51.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
Which is basically any emergency or any insurrection, any rioting, any natural disaster. The president claims the power to do anything he wants with these systems. Does this concern you, having this huge military apparatus being swung around, aimed at the American people, and that Congress didn't even know about it? Meanwhile, the Defense Department was already starting to reach out to local police.
I certainly heard a lot of concerns from Congressman Thompson at that time, and there has been concern represented in Congress. What you're referring to, the Directive 51, I'm not familiar with that.
Sure.
As it applies to this program. So, you know, I can't really verify what you're saying on
sure.
that.
What about the National Reconnaissance Office? I was covering a governmental meeting up there a few months ago in Chantilly and saw the National Reconnaissance Office. How do they tie into all this?
The Congress, I believe, cut some of that funding. And let me just review that. There was a Defense Department proposal, like you said, the National Reconnaissance Office. The plan was to launch an additional advanced satellite to the tune of $1.7 billion. And the Congress decided last month to withhold that funding, apparently because I'm not sure exactly why they withheld the funding, but they decided not to put that in the package. Now, some of the commercial firms are saying that's actually not needed because they are able to provide satellite imagery when needed. But again, we will wait and see what happens with that program. It would have increased the capabilities of that office to collect imagery.
Can you speak to the power of these satellites? I know on a clear day they could read the year date on a dime laying on the cement, or could read the text of a book, you know, the famous 1965 photo of the man in Central Park reading a book, and you can read the text, the small fine print in the paperback. I know that they admit they've got stuff that can literally see through walls, but they won't declassify the exact level of technology. Can you comment to that?
Yeah, I really can't confirm what you're saying. A lot of that information is classified, and I can't really confirm those kind of details. I mean, I can tell you that Charles Allen, the Undersecretary for Intelligence and Analysis, gave a speech at the GEOINT conference last month, and he talked about, in broad terms, geospatial information technology becoming a lot more important in the Department of Homeland Security, the use of that technology growing at an accelerating rate, and they were using it not only in larger quantities but in greater scope throughout more programs. So we're really talking about a huge infusion of geospatial information. Now, some of that information is just what you're going to get from Google Earth. So I wouldn't put it in the category of spy satellite information.
And by the way, police are already using that.
The Google Earth is available. Yes, those kind of capabilities are available publicly. You can get them on the Internet. Those are widespread. The federal government at this time is putting together a package to make those even more available to federal agencies. We're talking about agriculture, energy, the EPA. Those agencies are heavily involved in using the geospatial information. Now, Mr. Allen at the Homeland Security said that by the end of this year, they are deploying a tool, a geospatial tool, and he described it as a Google Earth feel. So I'm taking that to mean that it's like Google Earth, but not exactly Google Earth. It is probably a proprietary product that has been specially developed for the department.
Is the Google Earth system they gave Google. So, That's what I've been told by people inside MIT. So.
Okay. Whatever. Again, he's referred to it as a Google Earth feel. So,
sure,
you know,
sure.
They are deploying these kinds of tools. Again, that's quite different from a spy satellite. We're not talking about.
No, I understand. With the spy satellites, what were they proposing the different programs to use these in?
The spy satellites?
Yeah, you were saying it was a wide area.
What they have talked about with the National Applications Office, I believe right now, is limited to disaster relief and civil applications only and not law enforcement functions. So that is what they have talked about at the moment.
But they had proposed it for law enforcement, but now they've withdrawn that?
I'm not sure I can confirm exactly which document. There has been, I believe, yes, there was some talk of having it for law enforcement. I'm not sure if it was documented. Some of that could be classified information.
Sure. Have you seen the reports, though, tied into this, the use of drones, pilotless aircraft?
Which report are you talking about?
Oh, there have been a whole bunch where they've been also the military's been using drones during emergencies and different events and then feeding that back and sharing it with the locals.
No, I haven't seen those. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to see if you had seen those because I've actually got it here in my stack, so maybe I'll pull that out and read you a line.
I believe there was some testing done for drones in the Texas area.
Yeah, Houston and other places. Why hadn't Congress heard about this? That's strange.
About the National Applications Office?
Yes. Well, I mean, about the Pentagon wanting to launch a satellite just for good old USA.
I don't know. I don't know what program you're talking about. The National Reconnaissance Office or the National Applications Office?
The National Reconnaissance Office. What you talked about earlier with...
Right.
Yeah.
Congress did, they did withhold that funding. So apparently there was some problem. They did not approve of that program. I don't know exactly what reason was given. It was part of the spending bill. They did not fund that program. So it's possible they will fund it in the future, but right now I don't have any more details.
You were telling me there's been a lot of interest in this. We've seen a lot of interest in it, and that's why we got you on. And I know neither one of us have too much information because they are keeping it close to the vest. I mean, is that fair to say?
I would say it's been hard to get definite information on this program, yes. Mr. Allen made the speech, and he revealed that for the first time, the Customs and Border Protection flew the Predator B to support FEMA for the relief efforts for the hurricanes this last season, including Hurricane Ike. So the information is coming out in dribs and drabs, but we're not getting lots of information on this. Some of it is sensitive, and some of it is classified information.
How does NORTHCOM tie into all of this?
Well, as you know, NORTHCOM is the North American command in Fort Peterson in Colorado, and they have the responsibility of being the Homeland Security Command. Their assets, they recently announced that they do have assets at their disposal, and what we're talking about is assets. They have personnel, and they have units at their disposal now for Homeland Security, and these are military units that are stationed around the country. I believe it amounts to about 4,000 personnel, and that announcement was made about a month ago. So, again, that unit has been around since 2002. It has now, for the first time, have dedicated personnel to it. So that is a growing, a growing command with a presence.
Did you hear about the plan to use an Army brigade attached to it? And then the Air Force announced last week they're going to add their own brigades to a domestic.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Well, I tell you, that is interesting, though, to have all this military hardware being focused in on the United States.
Yeah, again, I don't know anything about that. And
yeah, you specifically just focus in on...
I mostly look at geospatial intelligence at the department. And
well, that's amazing. Alice, we've got a break. She's with the Federal Computer Week for just a few minutes. I want to come back in 5 more minutes with you if you can do that. Is that okay?
Alex, are we off the line?
No, no, no. We're still on air. Hold on. I'm going to go to break right now, and I'll talk to you off air. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $736. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $758.88, $379.44 for the half ounce, and $189.72 per quarter ounce. That's $758.88, $379.44, and $189.72.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right. We're investigating, kind of like Pink Panther, with Death Still. I'm joking about myself. The spy satellites that the Pentagon and others have wanted to turn inward. Share with local police, and we're talking to Federal Computer Week's reporter on this, Alice Lapovich, and we appreciate her on with us just for a few more minutes. Coming up, your phone calls in the next segment on the economy, Barack Obama presidency, and a lot more. I see a paragraph here in your article, Alice, where it says Allen recommended diversity, availability, survivability, and flexibility for the future systems in a satellite and modular payload system similar to what was advised by the Marino report in July 2007, the director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office. So are they talking about a new system of satellites just for domestic uses, or is this part of a broader plan?
I believe this is a part of a broader plan, and they are talking about future satellite imagery capabilities. And Mr. Allen was outlining the need for, as you said, diversity, availability, survivability, flexibility, and it gives them the greatest ability to create individual satellite projects and have individual tailored collections of imagery for those projects. Again, it doesn't really relate to specifically what the uses of that will be. It just gives them the breadth and the depth that they're hoping for. I just want to point out, Alex, that I'm looking right at the Department of Homeland Security website here, and they do have a fact sheet for the National Applications Office, and it does spell out specifically, this has been not a secret, that they do intend to use this for law enforcement, and the American Civil Liberties Union has been saying repeatedly that there are civil liberties and privacy concerns that would need to be addressed with that, and they've asked for a moratorium on that until those concerns can be vetted and addressed. And Congress did not provide the funding for the law enforcement uses in the appropriations bill. However, they are supposed to be moving forward with some civilian uses of that, and we're still trying to get details on exactly what those uses will be. We know that they will include disaster management and recovery uses. In addition to that, we're still looking into that.
The feedback you're getting, most people that are writing us are dreading this. You know, they say this sounds like Big Brother having Pentagon satellites floating overhead in space and tethered blimps and all these other things they're calling for and drones buzzing around. They say that sounds like Big Brother. What's the feedback you're getting, Alice?
We've certainly heard concerns like that. Certainly the ACLU, as I mentioned, has been talking about privacy. There has been a concern in Congress about privacy. We expect those concerns to increase now that we have a new administration, Democratic administration, along with the Democratic majority in Congress. So I expect that more information possibly could be aired about this program before it gets off the ground.
Well, Alice, you know the feds paid with grant money to put in the national traffic camera system, and that goes in the Department of Transportation. And then they just mainlined its use by having local police departments, local news agencies dialing in, the public can dial in online and look at those surveillance systems. But now they're saying, oh, guess what? We're going to use it to surveil you individually for law enforcement. And it looks like that it's the same thing here. They're just going to say, okay, you can use the high-tech satellites and just kind of mainline this Big Brother system. And that really concerns me. So we're glad that you're there at Federal Computer Week reporting on what's being done with these different Pentagon and NSA and surveillance type agencies. I mean, the American people know the Pentagon's been watching us for a while, and we know they're just mainlining this use against us now. And I'm glad that the American Civil Liberties Union and others are concerned about it, and we appreciate you taking time out to join us. People can go to FCW.com to read your columns and other columns. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to try to bring you lots of guests from mainstream media who are reporting on this. I tell the public that they're using spy satellites to watch you and that this is already going on and people don't believe it. I remember telling people when I read the Telecommunications Act in 96 that they were going to share the cell phone data, where you are, what you're doing, your location with local police, and people couldn't believe me. Then the governor of Wisconsin came out and talked about it in the news. He later got slapped down. He wasn't supposed to warn the slaves. But these police emergency centers are really federal. And they can punch up where you are, what you're doing, dial in and listen to you. I mean, it's just total Big Brother. Now they're just getting ready to introduce this to all the slaves. This is in place.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Okay, I'm going to blast through your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Then we're going to get more into the increasing bailouts, the trillions being sucked out by the bankers, and a lot more today. Right now, let's go to Bill in PA. Bill, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Alex Jones, you're my favorite. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not my favorite person, but...
Well, you're my favorite person anyway. So anyway, the question I wanted to ask you, and I can't think of anybody else who could possibly answer this. In Barack Obama's acceptance of speech, he said, I'm gonna just cut this to the important word.
You mean his victory speech?
What did I say?
Well, I mean, you said acceptance of the nomination, or?
Oh, victory speech. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just trying to find out what speech you're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, the one on, at midnight on Tuesday. He said, The only way it's been done in this country for 221 years. That's what he said. Now, if you take 2008 and subtract 221, you come up to 1787, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of things that happened in 1787. What do you think he was referring to when he said that?
Well, that's during that period of time is when they ratified the Bill of Rights and other things. So he was accurately giving the general time frame of when the country was really officially born.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
You know, you can argue whether it was 1776.
Sure, certainly.
You know, the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, or whether it was other benchmarks.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't have as much knowledge as you do.
Oh, no, I don't have that much knowledge. I'm just trying to exactly understand the specifics of your question.
Well, I'm just taking this as like an excerpt from his acceptance speech. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. From his acceptance speech, the only way it's been done, maybe this is out of even context or whatever, but the only way it's been done in this country for 221 years, as if everyone knew what he was referring to.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. Basically, what's happening here is everybody is analyzing the most minutia of everything Barack Obama says, everything Barack Obama does. And then Barack Obama, as he is meant to be by the social engineers, becomes a giant distraction away from the real government, NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM. It is NORTHCOM empowered under federal law to arrest governors, take over cities, put American citizens into forced labor camps. Those are public executive orders. And how do we get the public to focus in on that instead of Barack Obama? Now, understand, I'm spending a lot of time on Barack Obama, too. I'm not criticizing anybody for bringing up Barack Obama. All I'm saying is, if we bring him up, let's bring him up and point out the guy's a puppet. Just like I've been saying for years, as much as I loathe George Bush, very dislikable person. That's why he was chosen. He was chosen so you would learn to hate him, so you would then accept your new savior, Barack Obama, who will put some different window dressing on things and a different style, but it'll be the same outcome. It's like basketball. Bush would put the ball in the hoop one way and Barack Obama would put it in there another way. Or fishing. George Bush would put the fly on the end of the string for fly fishing one way and Barack Obama does it another way. But they're still out there fly fishing. Barack Obama is worse on the banker takeover, if that is possible. And that's because, of course, they're going to choose somebody who is fully in bed with the private banks taking over. I mean, for those that don't know, have we lost all outrage? Mainstream news, Bloomberg, AP, and others are reporting over $2 trillion, total over $5 trillion, but $2 trillion through the Federal Reserve alone of taxpayer money in the last month. And the Federal Reserve told Congress, we're not going to show it to you. And 2 weeks ago, the Treasury gave them the documents, and they were all blacked out. They said, national security, we don't have to tell you under that bill you passed. Well, Congress can't pass a bill saying that bank robbery is legal, on December 25th. That you're allowed to go in with a shotgun and shoot people in a bank and rob the vault. Congress can't pass a law saying black people aren't human beings and have to all be put to death. It's unconstitutional. It's against your basic human rights. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, only point out concrete, organic rights that you had since the foundations of the world. But a lot of people in government get fooled by Hitler, by Stalin, by Mao, and they say, well, Kim Jong-il of Korea says we're going to kill 2 million people this year. in forced labor camps. He wants to reduce the number of people. And so he's the God Emperor. He's the little 5'2" drug addict. And he says people are going to die, and he's the law. And so they follow their orders. And so they can say that the presidency is above all law. Nixon said he could break the law, and you saw what happened to him. But that's when we had a Congress that wasn't completely gelded, neutered, castrated. So that's the problem with Barack Obama, is that he's a giant publicity stunt by the New World Order. Well, everybody's got their mouths hanging open at a black president, at the novelty of it. I've been here for over a decade, 13 years now, telling you these presidents are puppets. It's the continuity of government. It's the shadow government. It's NORTHCOM. It's the private global corporations that lobby the Congresses and parliaments of the world, the legislatures, to shine their authority criminally over to multinational private institutions who then use the domestic militaries of those nations to carry out their tyranny. That's what we're talking about here today. All right, this is the name of the caller. It's Reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart. I told you you can use any name you want calling in, though I don't want to encourage plagiarism. That's my little joking term. I'm really a Reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart. Go ahead, Reptoid.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling in to comment on the martial law. And first, I'd like to say that, you know, martial law isn't really the ultimate tyranny. The ultimate tyranny is controlled by psychological manipulation so that people don't even realize they're in a tyranny. And I think that's more predominant of what's going on today.
I agree. I mean, it's incremental. It's manipulating the terms we use. It's changing our values. It's making us believe we're free when we're not. It's training us that not having free speech rights or the right to assemble is freedom when it's not.
People got to start seeing things for what they really are, and not for what they appear to be. You know, everybody's caught up in an appear to be stage that. You know, the women, the men, the cars, what's on the television, telling lies to your vision. So they become victims of that, and they're stuck in that limitation now.
Absolutely. They're in that controlled paradigm. It'd be like somebody living in a box, locked up in it from birth, thinking that that little box, the size of a small bathroom that they live in, is their whole world, and thinking that food is just slid underneath the door every day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their universe. And you try to tell them different, they don't believe you. Anything else?
Yeah, talk about solutions. I got a solution right here. There's a United States government patent for the cure of AIDS that's been on the shelf for 9 years. And I have all the you can look it up online, on the patent office online. I have the address here and the patent number.
We've had the researcher that brought all that on. We've also had the researchers on where they admit that it was a bioengineered mycoplasm back in the 70s. But go ahead and give the information out.
All right. Well, the website is http://patftusptogov/netahtml/pto/src. num.htm. That'll take you to the search page on the patent office.
The best thing to do is just type U.S. Patent Office into Google, and then once you get there, you need to give the patent number into their search box. So that's what you do. And would you like to give them the patent number?
Yeah, it's 567-6977. And there's also a patent for the actual virus itself, and that patent number is 464-7773.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call. By the way, later I'm going to play a clip. It's a compilation of clips of different doctors and scientists admitting that the government's known for a long time that mercury causes massive brain damage. And so what have they now done? They're going to, I have the article here in my stack, boost the amount of mercury by 4 times, quote, for people above 65. And they put out all these fake federally funded and drug company funded studies saying how great it is. By the way, I meant to send it to you, John. I forgot. It's up on prisonplanet.com in the news archive. It's from last night. Will you go grab the clip where they talk about putting statin drugs in the water supply? See, now they're saying even low or normal cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol is bad, period, and causes heart attacks, so you've got to take the statin drugs. Doesn't matter if hundreds of studies have been coming out the last few years that statins actually kill you and that it isn't cholesterol that's bad and that it attacks your liver. They don't care. They'll just have a, and they even admit, they say, oh, the drug companies paid, the maker of this statin paid for this study, but it doesn't matter. We need to put it in the water supply. And they propose putting it in the water supply on MSNBC. Got a bunch of other clips coming up, too. Let's talk to Charles in California. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, man, this stuff is totally out of control. It's like the stuff that I've heard you say 2-3 years ago, even. It was just retardedly insane. Like, you know, I just love to believe you're a lunatic from Reptoid or whatever, Reptoid from Planet Pop-Tar. But, yeah, it's all making sense now. And I'm And like I said, I'm a Syrian Jew, when I've called before, and I come from New Jersey and New York, and I'm trying to wake these people up. So my point is, we know that they want to, I'm not trying to just jump on the, you know, they're only after Jews train, but we know that they protect, they do everything in the name of protecting Israel to get, you know, go after every war they want to do, and also...
Just like they claim Bush is a Christian, though, there's a larger agenda there.
Right. So now my question is, we know they like to exterminate Jews. We know they did it in the Holocaust. We also know that they were going to try to assassinate FDR and install the same type of thing here in the 30s, right? So my question is...
Yeah, I cover that in Endgame. Go ahead.
Right, of course. That's my source for it. What do you think... what are their plans? Are they going to do this again? Do you think they're going to exterminate tons of Jews again? Do you think they're going to, like, go after the Jews and just...
Well, this is why the Nazis get mad at me, because they feel real self-righteous and they see all these Israeli operatives in the White House, no matter what administration it is, and they say, see, it's all a Jewish conspiracy. But then if you look deeper into it and you find out who really owns a lot of the big banks, who the Rothschilds are married into, the literal German royalty of England, you find out there's an agenda above that. And then you go, why did the U.S. government pay Israel to irradiate 110,000 Jewish children, but not Ashkenazi, Sephardic? And so... Again, this is very, very complex, and I only cover the facts as we have them, as we, you know, see them. And it's just, I mean, look at what Albert Pike wrote in 1878. He said we're going to have 3 wars, the first one between Christianity and communism. Then we're going to have another. Then we're going to have another war. And then he describes this last war between Christians, Jews, and Muslims, to discredit all those religions and then bring in this one-world utopia religion.
And they were going to blame it on the Muslims, right? That was what I read, I think.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, he just said we're going to have a war between, yeah, with all three of these groups basically fighting. And that was in 1870. So, I mean, we have to ask that question, why did the West, why did the big banks fund Hitler? Why did the very same banks then fund the Bolsheviks?
Communism, Zionism, everything.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point, is that they create these conflicts, and that's what the public can't figure out. They want to say it's the Vatican, it's the Protestants, it's the Jews, it's the Masons, it's the Chinese, it's the Italian mafia.
They also want to say, well, don't you think everybody would know about this stuff? Don't you think people would come out and say this? Like, it's like they just want to go along with it, how they can't believe how they were in the dark for so long about this stuff.
Well,
it's
I'm not even saying I'm that smart. And obviously I'm not that smart because it makes my head hurt trying to figure it all out. But the point is that it's divide and conquer. And they create these different movements, these different groups, and then they play us all off against each other. And they're doing that right now with our new president. It's just bad. I mean, I don't know. What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, I think that, I mean, it's really sick. I'm really thinking they're going to go ahead and do this whole concentration camp thing, exterminate people who don't go along with it, exterminate the sick and the elderly. I really think this is all going to happen. Like, I think it's coming.
Well, it's already going on. See, but here's the thing. It's been in the Wall Street Journal. Wesley Smith for years written books about it where they're killing people chained down, begging for food and water when they're in government custody. If you sign yourself and your estate over to the government, they murder you. And there's thousands of admitted cases. I don't mean Terry Schiavo who couldn't talk. Okay. The media picked that to give it attention because it looked like she was a vegetable so they could legitimize it. There are people begging for food and water being killed every day. Stay there. We're going to talk more about it on the other side with Charles in California, then James, Vicky, Chris, and a lot of other folks. So stay with us.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Okay, I'm going to continue here with your phone calls. Going back to Charles in California. Charles, you're always going to have people and groups that are going to use your name. And, you know, that's just part of life. It's part of business. It's what goes on. And that's why George Bush used the name Christian. The guy's not a Christian. He's an occultist. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered it. Skull and Bones is deeply occultic. Everything they do is murderous. Look at their fruits. And it's the same thing with the leadership of Israel. It's the same thing with the leadership of every other major nation in the world, whether it's, you know, Mugabe in Rhodesia. It doesn't matter. Now, Zimbabwe, they are carrying out these types of tyranny. And it's just the nature of what we deal with as a society. You know, the larger issue here is we have trillions of dollars openly being stolen out of the Pentagon, out of the Treasury, and they're not even hiding it. They don't care. And people say, oh, that's just what government does. Well, what's next? I mean, the point is the corruption is just becoming biblical in proportion. Anything else you want to add, Charles?
Yeah, it's just always problem, reaction, solution, it seems like. You know, exterminate 6 million Jews, use that against everyone, make it, you know, we got to protect Israel. This way we could, because we know everyone hates Israel, so let's have war with everybody. And let's also cause more anti-Semitism by doing it in the name of defending Israel, while the Jews don't even realize it, so they get lined up again. You know what I mean? I just see it happening, and it's scaring me, man. And if I could just ask you advice for one more thing, I live in California, and I don't know, it just seems like every gun is banned here, every good gun. I'm going to move up to the mountains and whatever because I don't want to leave the country. I want to stay here and fight if I have to protect myself. No? But I don't know, what do you suggest I do about guns and things like that?
Well, I mean, firearms are fun, and it's part of your birthright as a free human being. So I would just encourage you to, get a... I don't know how much money you have. If you can afford more than one gun, it's good to get a lot. But I would get a bolt-action rifle, something that doesn't kick too bad, like a .223 or a .243. And I would go out to the shooting range and learn how to use it. And then after you have a bolt-action rifle, I'd get a revolver, and I'd get a shotgun. And you'll be in pretty good stead with those three firearms. And then just hope you never have to use them. Work towards liberty and freedom and waking people up and saying no to the corrupt system. But, commit that you're never going to go to a forced labor camp. And then if just a small portion of the public fights back against a scenario like that, they will be forced to back off. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back in the next hour and just continue with your phone calls. And I've gotten better. I think you've noticed taking calls. But we're going to take a lot of your phone calls. So that means each caller is just going to get about a minute and a half or so, because I love all the different directions that you take us in. 1-800-259-9231. I am not going to spend a lot of time on this, but people always ask me why I'm not that involved in Austin, Texas, out at events and doing local activism. The big reason is I'm so busy. The big reason is, I mean, I don't have a lot of spare time. I'm making documentaries. I'm doing other radio and TV interviews. I've really got to cut back on the amount of work I'm doing. I can't do more. That said, also, there's a lot of crazy people here locally who just always invent new stuff about me. You know, I opened up my email a minute ago with somebody saying, I'm going to kill you. You sabotage some radio thing and hack something, and we have proof. I mean, I just can't deal with it anymore, man. People just constantly making stuff up, and then I'm not friends with them, and so I'm bad. You know, that's why, another reason I'm not involved in the Austin community, not with the general listeners. I just don't want to go to events because, you know, if somebody gets in my face, you know, I just can't handle it. I mean, I've been wronged. I'm just sick of the persecution. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.